morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, Kat.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Good to have you in studio with you again. We will be joined by Family Natural Foods later this week. Talk a little more shop with you then.
Yeah.
And have Steven in and those great puns. And
everything. Get ready for them. I don't know. Can you prepare for those things?
Oh, you can only just take them in. We got some fun stuff lined up for you this hour. We're going to get into some interesting things. I got, where is that one? Foods that have the wildest swings between good and bad. We got that one lined up for you a little bit later. We'll also get into some local stuff that we have going on our schedule and remind everybody about some of the realignment that's going on around here. We'll wrap up the show with that and update on Family Natural Foods. But I do want to get into a little bit of entertainment news, and maybe actually we'll talk about our programming adjustments here. We'll see. I wanted to dive into this. Some news came about from the Academy Awards. And the Academy Awards... this is a little bit crazy, I think, to some people out there. Up until now, members of the Academy were not required to watch every Oscar-nominated film before voting. But that will all change for next year's 98th Oscars.
Hmm.
So the way this has always worked, at least from where I am, way down on the pecking order in the SAGs. But as a SAG member, you get to vote on the Oscars and the Screen Actor Guild Awards. And the way that it has, you know, been presented to me is watching... So if I'm watching the films that are nominated for Best Special Effects or Best Makeup or something, I'm probably going to get a scene that's going to focus on that.
Sure.
You know, you've got a movie that's focused on the makeup. And take Wicked. And so they're going to do a lot of close-ups of the characters that, you know, had a ton of makeup on or something like that. And that's what you watch, and you kind of move on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of nominations. There's a lot of movies. And I kind of understood that. But I also feel like it is also part of the thing that has been a problem with this industry for a very long time, of just doing enough. I brought this up earlier a little bit too. When did we get tired of working, or get afraid of work?
Lazy mentality.
I am all for the idea of being able to sit back and relax after a long day.
Yeah.
I encourage that. We all need mental breaks. We need to focus on that more and better in society.
Mm-hmm.
While at the same time, nothing gets done without some work.
Yeah.
And whether we're talking about you want to be. You get this position to be able to do this, to be able to vote on these things.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and I admit I'm coming at this from a very passionate place, but even without that, I would think you got a job to do. Do the job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that you have to watch all these movies to have some context when you're voting on these things. But context matters.
Yeah.
And if I'm watching and I'm just watching for makeup, I'm missing, well, what is the makeup enhancing?
Mm-hmm.
What is the point of the makeup? To me, I think of a movie, like, let's look at a score, a great score for a movie.
Sure.
To me, a great score, you don't even notice it. It's so good. It helps carry the scene. It doesn't take away from the scene. You're not watching it and you're like, oh, I missed that dialogue because I was all locked into the score.
Right.
That's not the point of the movie. That's the point of the score. The score is supposed to be so good and so in there that you don't even notice it. I think one of my favorite examples of this is the movie Heat, where there's tons of music in it and it's all really good. And you listen to the soundtrack, you're like, wow, it's some really good music.
Mm-hmm.
During the movie, you don't even think about it.
Yeah, right.
It just carries the scene. Same thing with makeup, with editing, with special effects, with anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all supposed to work together.
Yeah, as it should.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even notice it.
But when you dissect it, then you can focus in on those elements.
Yeah, which I feel like you should be doing both. I feel like you should be watching the full movie and then maybe going back and like, okay, well, this movie, like Oppenheimer, was nominated for like 20 different things.
Yes.
So going back and watching, this Robert Downey Jr.'s performance, isolating that, isolating the makeup that was done over here for the character, the actor that played Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
That's the job.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, guess what? You don't have to do this for a living.
Right.
Like, this is the other part of things that boggles my mind. I'm all for venting, but I think there's a big line in the sand of venting and whining. Mm-hmm. And whining about your job, well, very few people have to do that job. Like, there's plenty of people out there that are working a job they got to work because they got
to. They have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an actor. You don't have to vote on these things.
Right.
You know, have some understanding of what you're doing. It's the same thing to me as seeing billionaires and millionaires tell me I need to sacrifice.
Sure.
I need to toughen up a little bit. Like, what have you sacrificed? Mm-hmm. What have you ever sacrificed? You're going to tell me about it? When you don't have any idea, you have no empathy or understanding of what it is like to live a day in the life of an average American, and you're going to tell me that I got to sacrifice, get out of here.
Yeah.
And I look at this the same exact way. You shouldn't get to judge these things if you aren't willing to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great rule. This new rule requires voting members to watch all nominated movies in each category. Although it doesn't mention how the members will prove that they're doing this. Okay. That part is kind of, you know, up for artistic interpretation, we'll say.
Yeah, that will be interesting because how do you vote on it if you haven't watched everything?
The Academy also made a statement on AI saying that it'll, quote, neither help nor harm the chances of achieving a nomination. The next Oscars will take place Sunday, March 15th, with, of course, the great, the wonderful Conan O'Brien hosting. That's the real reason I'll be watching. This is Conan. The wins, you know, you can catch that anytime.
Well, and you know what? Maybe they try it this year and they adapt. They are like, you know what? That didn't work. That's why we've been doing it this way for so many years.
They're in this weird thing right now with AI as well, where they're trying to be sensitive to it because of the, you know, some of the connections that are there in the industry and everything, while also being sensitive to artists.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a weird thing, business and sports or business and arts, where you have two very different factors going on, where businesses are trying to make money, artists are trying to make art. And the two worlds don't combine very well often.
It's true.
It'll be interesting to see how that develops, not only with award shows, but the attention to award shows as well. People are caring less and less about award shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious how
long. I wonder if award shows will just become like ratings. Like, oh, this show got, you know, so many people are watching this show. If that becomes like, hey, you're just looking out for ratings and not awards, which would be sad because it's not giving the people that, you know, the directors and the actors and actresses who really put their time and energy into it and all the behind the scenes people too, you know, that really their true appreciation and thanks at that.
I wanted to touch on this yesterday, but I wanted to give some space between the passing of Pope Francis and kind of touching on things with him and getting into it. I mentioned on the air a number of times since he has been in this position or was in this position, how interesting of a human being I thought he was. I think we need to get better about this part too, about being able to separate things. And when I talk about Pope Francis, with complete respect of his religion, his faith, and what he did with his life, I am talking about him, though, as the man and who he was as a person and the kind of person he was from everything we could tell in interviews and different things that I saw of him. And I would have, when he was alive, I would have put him in the top three people in the world I would have given anything to interview. I just would love to have sit down, talked with him. You know how these interviews work. You get a couple of minutes before the cameras are on or the mics are on, and I would have loved to have just been able to be around him. Just seemed like a very interesting person. And actually was talking with Randy Paul a little bit about this yesterday and stuff. And in a day and age where it's really hard to tell, seemed like the real deal. Seemed like somebody. The first images I remember seeing of him is him, you know, washing the feet of poor people.
Yeah, he seemed really genuine.
And seemed like and certainly lived an amazing life and a very interesting life and quite a wide-ranged life. Now, Pope Francis, by now, I'm sure that many of you have heard, if not when he got the, he was the first Latin American pope, a Jesuit pope, I believe, as well. And also maybe, can't prove this, but maybe the first bouncer pope.
Okay.
Did you know that Pope Francis used to be a bouncer? Following a long bout with double pneumonia, we lost him at 88 yesterday over the weekend. Yesterday. It was Monday that it passed. Because he was able to do the Easter services. The funeral will take place sometime between Friday and Sunday. And per his wishes, Francis will be buried at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. And here's something you may not have known, though. Before he was Pope, Francis was a nightclub bouncer in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Hmm.
He also owned a Harley, and it's not clear how much he rode it or anything, but he definitely owned a Harley up until his passing, actually.
Wow.
He kept that Harley. It was given to him by the company back in 2013, and he auctioned it off the following year, so they must have given him another one. Okay. Pope Francis also vowed he would baptize aliens if they ever came here from outer space. Quote, when the Lord shows us the way, who are we to say, no, Lord, it is not prudent. No, let's do it this way. Who are we to close doors?
Mm-hmm.
That was his feeling about if aliens were to come mm-hmm. to this planet and everything, and they wanted to be baptized.
Yeah, I love it. I love that he had a plan for that.
Well, and this really speaks to the kind of person I feel like yeah. he was, where when we say open-minded, I think that, and I know that it has a different definition to everybody. Mm-hmm. There's no real set definition on that term, I think.
Right.
But to me, when I think about it, this is the kind of thing I'm thinking about. This man had such belief that he did not need to force his belief on others. He didn't get uncomfortable around people who did not have the same belief,
mm-hmm.
but was also open-minded enough to understand that he didn't know everything. There's not one person walking this planet that knows everything. And anybody that tries to tell you that they do is trying to sell you a bridge in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And people of power, people in key positions in society need to encompass this more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We look to leadership for a lot of things. One of the things that I look to leadership for is the understanding that I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I got people that do.
Mm-hmm.
I may not know about this, so I got this person right here that actually does know their
yep.
stuff, and I'm going to lean on them. The smartest, most intelligent people I've ever known and I've ever seen know that they don't know everything. And Pope Francis was one of these people. He understood that for everything I know and everything I have absolute 100% faith in,
mm-hmm.
there are things I may not. There are things that I just don't know.
Right.
I think there is a beauty and a strength in that that I admire, and I hope we can all achieve.
Mm-hmm.
What
Absolutely.
A life. What a life he lived.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapping up, wanted to remind everybody that our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater are wrapping up their 50th season. 50 seasons.
50 seasons. That's incredible.
Really is amazing. And they got their 51st all lined up, everybody. They are going to kick off the season next year with On Golden Pond,
mm.
a classic. I know that most people know the movie,
mm-hmm.
but that play is just as strong and just as good and is an emotional tour de force of good and happy and gut-wrenching and sad and just everything that is beautiful about theater, I think, on
yeah.
Golden Pond is. A Christmas Story is their seasonal one. Oh, just such a good one. I cannot wait to
that
see
one's
that.
That one's so good.
I don't like to say this stuff because I don't want to discourage anybody else from auditioning or anything like that. But I'm going to try out for Ralphie.
Oh,
try out. You know?
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. I got range.
Mm-hmm.
I got range. I can play younger.
You can play younger. Can you play shorter?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I have a better chance playing the lamp leg. I have a better chance doing that. I think there's more likelihood my leg would be cast as the
yes.
leg lamp
yes.
than
hey,
me
that's
as Ralphie.
Worthy right there.
Four Old Broads will be the winter show. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole season will wrap up with The Father of the Bride, which is just a fantastic
that's
show.
Great.
It's a great one. That one I will be auditioning for, I think. They're also looking for directors right now. If you're ever thought about being a part of things over there, cannot encourage you enough. No matter what you would like to do, WRCT is welcoming. It is a family. The only catch is you get over there, you're coming back.
Yeah.
I guarantee mm-hmm. you're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You, there is no, I did one show and then never come. You're going to want to come back. So that is
it.
The one catch of it I would remind everybody. And I want to remind everyone as well that kicking off May 1st, wow, it's almost here. May 1st is opening night for our great friends over at Noises Off, being directed by our own Melissa Kay. And
we've got a
bunch of our cast and our local favorites in it. They've been working so hard at this one, everybody. Get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. And pick out your seat and where you want to be when you check Noises Off and help WRCT wrap up their 50th season. Get on over to wrctheater.org. Take a time out. We'll come back. And when we get back, I want to get into these foods with the wildest swings. Maybe we'll do that later when we have a little more of our longer segment. We'll see. We'll find out when we come back here on Mornings with WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Katrina and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. We're going to take you right up to our news, sports, and partner break. This one is a little bit of an interesting one, Katrina. I've been hanging on to this one. I think it's a good time for it. A new poll by Hancock Tires found more Americans are raging behind the wheel than when the same survey was done a decade ago.
Oh.
26% admit that occasionally lose their temper while driving.
And their temperature. Because usually when your temper goes up, your temperature does too.
To be fair. Yeah.
Very fair. Yes.
Well done. That's up to 23% in 2014. 26% still seems a little low, doesn't it?
Sure.
We're also less likely to describe ourselves as thoughtful, responsible, and obedient drivers. Only 57% agree with that statement, down from 65% a decade ago.
Honestly, I think that's true. People just have less patience, right? I grew up, well, we didn't have a computer for a while, but then it was like dial-up. You had to wait like 5 minutes before you could get to something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all used to it because it was like, great, we could get internet, we could do things. Now we have the internet in our back pocket, James.
Yeah.
And if it's slow for a second, we're impatient. And just think about that. So that's our everyday life. That's happening all the time. So then we transport that into when we're driving.
Yeah.
And that is going to play out as well. I mean, that's just one part of it, but it makes 100% to
me. And I couldn't agree with you more.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I think knowing this stuff can only help you and benefit when you're not only in those situations, but, trying to take care. You know, anger is one of those things, just like I was saying before, venting, you know, and mm-hmm. getting that out of your system. That's a mm-hmm. positive. That's a good thing. But you want to direct it in the right places. And especially on the roads, it's the last place that you want to be angry.
Again, a lot at stake.
This is just science, everybody. When your brain is angry, you're not thinking rationally. Mm-mm. You're not. Your brain is. It's just literally not thinking right. Mm-hmm. So when you're driving, when you need your brain to be thinking right, getting anger involved in that is not good for anybody. Mm-mm. Even if it's just you on the road, that's not positive, and it's. It's not good for you health-wise, mentally or physically. It's just not good for you and everything. Getting this stuff out of your system is very helpful, especially when it comes to being on the road.
Yeah.
Being more thoughtful or responsive of other drivers, there's no downside to that. There's no negative side to mm-hmm. being more in tune with the roads and caring about other drivers and everything. The more of us do that, maybe the more people will do that for you when you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that being said, I have no idea if we're actually going to do any of this. I want to have faith in my fellow human being.
Yeah.
And I really...
We put a lot of faith in this fellow being every time we take we're driving, really.
I think this... And I do a pretty good job with it. I have a very realistic brain, but I think I do a pretty good job of having hope in most things. This is one area I am admittedly sensitive on. I was in a lot of accidents as a little kid, and it really affected me with driving into an older age. Didn't get my license until I was older, so I wholeheartedly, journalistically admit that I'm a little more sensitive to this one than most. That being said, I also look at the same numbers any of you can look at. And whether we're talking about drunk driving or intoxicated driving or the amount of accidents that happen left and right for just everyday life.
Yeah.
There's no way you can look at me with a straight face and say we don't need to be better about being on the roads and our driving and our how we are as drivers.
Absolutely.
There's no downside to doing this. Being a little more patient, having a little more time on the road,
not
giving
rushing
each other grace
is the hugest thing. I think we're always in a rush. We're rushing.
And this is one of those things where we don't need the government to make a rule. We don't need societal change or anything like that. We can each do this individually when you get behind the wheel, being a little more patient. And the more of us do this, the more of us are going to be able to, be safer on the road.
Yeah. Maybe don't text and drive. Don't put your makeup while you're driving. Like, do those things at home or when you stop. Like, focus on that job, which is driving. And it is a job. It yes. becomes automatic for a lot of us, but it is a job.
And I mean, doing this, you know, say you're late for your job, you're late for an appointment, something along those lines. That's where it's on employers and businesses and, you know, other doctor's offices or what have you, to also have some grace mm-hmm. and understanding, you know what, I know you made your 5 minutes late for your appointment. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you didn't get into an accident or something like that.
Please,
like,
next time plan on coming 10 minutes early.
This is one of those, yes, this is one of those things where we all got to work together on. Mm-hmm. While you can take a hold of this, a hold of the reins individually, mm-hmm. you need everybody to work together on this one to make this kind of thing work.
Right.
Because I don't know how, I feel like we're seeing this more and more now, especially. How many of these things, whether we're talking about cars or flying cars or driverless cars or mm-hmm. any of this stuff, I feel like the tech is way ahead of us as far as if we've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if somebody, you know, the guy in charge of all vehicles, you know, this person that's in charge of all vehicles comes out and looks at these stats and like, no, I'm taking those away from you guys.
Yeah.
You haven't earned vehicles. Mm-mm. You got to go back to horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we have as a society.
I don't know if we've really.
But obviously they ain't going nowhere. We're going to keep having vehicles and everything. So we gotta grow up.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta evolve and get better about driving. Yeah. And how we are. And the more we do that, the more younger generations see
absolutely.
It. And they're going to be
absolutely.
The poll found the number one thing that causes road rage is when you are driving around people from the state right next to you. No, I'm joking. That is the rule, right? No matter what state you're listening to us in, it's the drivers of the other state that are the bad ones.
Oh, it's Minnesota. Oh, it's Illinois. Yep.
It's mm-hmm. always got to be that mm-hmm. way. Sitting in heavy traffic is the number one thing that causes road rage, along with reckless driving. Those are one and two.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned patience before. This is one of those things, too, where I think you got to be self-aware, where I value being a patient person. And, you know, growing up and not being able to get to Chicago without going through the Dan Ryan, mm-hmm. you learn traffic jams real quick and how to. So I have quite a bit of patience in that situation
mm-hmm.
On the road and everything. I find that I have the exact opposite, and I'm better about this now. But when I first started driving and everything, for I'm driving down the road and two cars are in the middle of the road and they're talking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they're just taking up the whole road. It just drive me nuts when I was
there. Very Wisconsin.
It would drive me nuts. The other one that I noticed too, where we were talking about this with people, I think I brought this one up on the air before, but I have a very good friend of mine out in California who is one of the more mellow, laid back human beings I will ever know in my life. I value their feedback and talking to them very, very much. Just the person that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put them on the road in California and it is a completely different story. Completely different. It's like every little bit of anger or rage they've ever had.
It all comes out on the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that ain't good. That ain't healthy. And they realize it too. So one of those things I think that the more aware of, the more we talk about this stuff, maybe better we can be about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And certainly look out for each other out there. And be able to look, you know, imagine a time where it's so late, you know, so not casual, but we're able to enjoy being on the road so much that we can actually look at those funny license plates and try to figure them out.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Actually take a minute.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's a good thing.
Good ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
We will take a time out. We'll get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll be back with more Cat and James in the Morning Show on WFHR. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Katrina and James here with you. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're having a great one out there. Let's dive into this controversial topic. No, it's not that really that controversial.
Yeah, let's bring it on. Come
although
on. What
I do,
you got?
I do want audience participation. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. We want to hear from you. You can use the Civic Media app just a touch or two away. You can text us if you like. And you, of course, can call up at 715-424-2600. I want to get your feedback on this list of foods that kind of take us from both directions. Foods that are the wildest swings between being good and bad. Mm-hmm. Some people say pizza is pretty safe bet anytime because even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what would be the exact opposite? Something that can be incredible or inedible. Inedible.
Okay. Blah,
inedible.
Inedible.
Yeah. That's a fun word to say.
That is. Just got
to
get it right. 10 times fast, too.
Yeah, that's a different one. There's a list online of foods that have the wildest swings between being delicious and disgusting, and here are some of the best ones. Mm. And they're not in any particular order, so we'll just kind of go down the line here a little bit. But the first one is actually, I think, a pretty good example. Watermelon.
Yes, if it's not ripe, it's kind of blasé, right?
Yes, it tastes like water. Solid it's water. Just, yes, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has no flavor to mm-hmm. it or anything. And there's few things that are more disappointing than on a hot summer day to take a big bite. It's like, okay, it's just it's ice, basically. Mm-hmm. It's soft ice.
Yeah, soft ice.
That's a good one. Coleslaw. I have no idea. I could tell you that the bit of coleslaw I have eaten in my life was all before the age of 10.
Oh, James.
I'm just the worst. I know.
Come on.
I'm bad.
I mean, you're not like a fish fryer, obviously, because that would be a thing. Well, I think coleslaw is an interesting thing because you could do like the mayo sauce, right, with the coleslaw, or you can do more of like vinegar sauce, and it's two parties. So in Wisconsin, I think you find more of the mayo sauce versus the vinegar.
Huh. Okay.
But I agree. I think it can be, I don't know if it's drastically good or bad, but okay.
Yeah, they're saying that it you know, especially at a potluck or a family dinner or a picnic or something like that, there's some relatives that you look forward to their coleslaw and somewhere you avoid it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, no, not eating that.
Salmon. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It can be my favorite, quote, it can be my favorite food or nauseate me through smell alone. Mm-hmm. That usually is a preparation thing.
Yeah, preparation, or it's just like really gross, bad fish.
Well, yeah,
and then
yeah.
it tastes fishy.
Yes.
And like fish shouldn't be fishy tasting. Yes, it's a fish. I get that. But it shouldn't be like that really smelly kind of fish.
You hit it on the head earlier, just before, with the fish fry thing. I think everybody in this audience knew exactly what you were talking about when you said that. Mm-hmm. Especially like the salmon, this one I have made quite a bit and eaten quite a bit. It's actually the only, probably the fish I've eaten the most of. And you're so right about this. You really, it's one of those ones where it's just not worth even making if it's not fresh fish, if it's not good. And it's so good when it's...
It's good when it's good.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I love making salmon on a grill. Mm-hmm. There's something about it. It takes like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's so worth it. It's so,
so
good.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches. Beautiful peaches for free. delicious and wonderful, or a woody and mealy disappointment.
Yeah, I've had that. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, like I want a peach that's like dripping down my hand and it's just so flavorful and it smells delicious. That's the kind of peach you want.
Oh, that sounded so good. Mm-hmm. Tomatoes. Another one that I don't know that well, but I do in the cooking sense.
Yeah.
Eating, you know, I eat mostly marinara when it comes to tomatoes, I'll be honest.
Yeah, sure.
But tomatoes can be crisp and refreshing or bland and mushy and stingy.
Yeah, I kind of stopped buying tomatoes out of season because they just disappointed.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Mm-hmm. My dad is the same way. My dad's like, it doesn't even bother at certain times. Mac and cheese. Quote, trying too hard can be worse than not trying at all. Mac and cheese is one of those things I think the simpler the better for me.
Sure.
I don't need four cheese mac and cheese or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
keep it simple.
It's good as it is. Mm-hmm. You don't have to reinvent the wheel with this one.
Yeah.
And that for me comes more down to the noodles.
Sure.
There's nothing worse than a frozen or a hard noodle.
Oh yeah,
oh,
that's true.
I don't like it. Apples. Some types are legit delicious, and then there's red delicious.
Yeah.
That's so mean. I'm sure there's somebody out there that likes
that. I am not
that.
A red delicious
me
apple
neither.
Fan
no, me
at
neither.
All.
I can't. No, mm-mm. I'm not a fan.
I don't know how that was like the only apple around for like, or at least you could find at grocery stores for a while. It's like, no, yuck.
There is actually an interesting story on that one.
Okay, that's for a different time.
Yes. Okay. A lot of who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And having the right people that you know. This is a weird one for me with the apples because I love apples.
Me too.
I like apple flavored things, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do come across a bad apple or one that's that's weird for me. Doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken breasts. It's so easy to make it dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's one, another one turkey. Of those. Yeah, yeah. I'll admit I haven't prepared a lot of chicken or turkey in my life, but that is one of those things I learned real quick, along with washing your hands 80 times. definitely, within time you're using poultry.
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Nachos. Absolutely amazing or flavorless soggy?
Yeah, but I think if you eat it within the first, like, 20 minutes, you're good. It's not a good take-home food, right? Like, don't bring it home. It's not going to taste good. But I think, I don't know how bad you can mess those up.
So this is interesting. I think that nachos as a whole can be both. Where you're talking about the top nachos,
yeah,
those are great. Those are really good. They're crisp, got everything.
Yep.
Those ones at the bottom that have been down there for a while,
too
though.
Soggy, too soggy. Okay, sure. I get it. It could be the more dramatic, like we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I could see. I might be stretching here a little bit, but I could see where they're going with that one. This is another one. I actually don't know if I've ever actually had French onion soup.
Oh, James.
I don't think I have.
Come on.
I'll be honest, I don't think I have.
Can you, this year, in 2025, please make sure you get French onion soup?
I feel like this list is going to have a couple more onto it, so yeah, we'll keep a running score on this one.
It's good. I mean, especially put the cheese on the top, and that's good.
My whole family loves these things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever been, I guess I just kind of figured that most people would assume it out there, but just to be strict, or to let it known, my family are great eaters, and will eat just darn anything in front
besides
of them.
Besides you.
Besides me, mm-hmm. Yes. Nobody can figure out why I'm like this or anything, but the rest of my family, my brother, I love my brother. He is my backbone in so many ways. My brother is a goat. My brother will eat darn near anything in front of him. Jillian is not much different, but for some reason with me, my father is just as bad as my brother. Like, is there anything in front of them? Is it cooked? Cool, give it to me.
How about your mom?
Same thing. My mom is a really good eater. My mom is probably the next to my sister, the most brave eater that will try different foods and all this stuff. Yep. Don't know why I'm like this. I don't know. There's a long list though of things that why James is different than others in the norm for.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we have enough show time for that one.
Okay, not today at least.
Maybe director's cut. Maybe we'll get into it. A behind the scenes episode. So French onion soup is one on here. And the next one is Brussels sprouts, boiled or steamed. They are disgusting, but roasted Brussels sprouts are amazing. They taste like a totally different vegetable. And this is, again, the quote from the article here.
I like actually mine boiled. I think they taste just fine from the article person.
I haven't heard a whole lot about roasted Brussels sprouts.
Oh, they're
sprouts.
Really good. Yeah, they're like crunchy and they're really yummy.
Most people that I know prepare them, it's the boiled, and they love them that way.
Probably because there's more German around here. There's more German influence. They're like mini cabbages, so... Yeah.
This is, you can find the complete article for this at askreddit.com. And this is the tricky thing with a lot of these is where did they do the survey? Did they do it out west? Did they do it down south? Mm-hmm. You know, I always am curious about that part of it. Scrambled eggs. There's 5 seconds between prime and a dry disaster.
Mm-hmm. Or too wet of a egg, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Runny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. French fries. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
French fries are another great one. That's a big one.
It's lots of varieties of cuts, styles, how they... Yep. Mm-hmm. And
leftover
fries are just not as good.
No, they're not.
You want them to be good, so you bring them home. And every time you're disappointed.
There's no... I don't know. Maybe in an oven a little bit, but even then I don't like them as much. They lose some of that flavor. I love great fries, but there is not much worse than bad fries.
Yeah.
That's one. Someone said, I feel that cauliflower is the opposite of pizza. It's bad no matter what. Now, the big one on this list that I did not get a chance to pre-read this, but the one I wanted to save for last is the one I think that next to maybe pizza is probably the biggest example of this, of going from amazing to not, coffee.
Mm.
Now, on here, they say Dunkin' coffee, but I think this is for any coffee, whether it's homemade or at a store or anything like that.
Yep.
It can be especially, I think it's more so when you're buying it than when you're making it at home.
Yep.
When you're making it at home, you usually know, pretty
you
much
know
how to do
want.
It and everything.
Yep, you've probably done it before there.
It can be such a crapshoot with buying coffee from a business and everything and them getting it right. Now, there's certain ways, and you can go ahead and, make fun of me or say that I'm being corny here or not. I don't care. I think the more local you get, the more accurate it gets to what you want.
Oh, cool. That's, you can read their audience or know
yes,
the taste. Yep.
I genuinely believe that. Now, mm-hmm. you can go ahead and say that, oh, he just believes in buying, supporting local businesses and all that. Well, yeah, I do. But it's also, I also believe in what I'm saying there. I think that they just have a more in tune to their audience. They just understand it better. But bad coffee, like there's bad coffee, you don't like it. Mm-hmm. But how many of us, man, this coffee's horrible. Sip.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad coffee.
But
sip.
I need it. It's almost like you think like you need it, right? That caffeine.
So. I feel like most of the things on this list, if it's bad nachos, I'm not eating it. I'll find something else to eat. Mm-hmm. Coffee, though, I could easily drink water. I could easily do other things.
But you're not going to.
No. Mm-hmm. I got to have that coffee, even if it's bad.
Yeah, I get it.
It's such a funny thing.
It's true.
I don't know if I had ever thought about it before, but I thought that's kind of funny. We will take a time out. We'll come back one more segment. One more.
Only one?
Man, this goes fast with you. It really does. We'll be back. We'll have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Too much for the man. Gotta get the little dance moves.
You gotta get it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want that to come back as far as music acts go.
Yeah.
I want the music act with the really great, amazing singer and then the three backup singers that are doing the matching dance moves.
Yes.
And everything. I want more to bring that back.
Yep.
We need more of that. We hope you have had a great couple of hours with us. We've had a blast, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to get into some local things going on and touch on one more update from our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Before we do, just a quick reminder about some programming realignment going on around here. Tomorrow, and starting tomorrow, our morning show will be 9 to 11. So we're getting an hour later start.
So you can sleep in, everyone.
I can sleep in. There you go. Yeah. That's the whole reason we're doing it. Know that it might be a little bit of a shift for some of you out there. We appreciate you joining us with it, keeping us company, and being the best listeners in radio, and spread the word about that as well. Also, starting tomorrow, Midday Magazine will become the Rapids Report. That will be streaming exclusively online. We're kind of leaning into where it has already gone. Our listeners are... The numbers that we're getting streaming-wise and downloads for that show is humbling. It's so awesome. It's by far and away one of the more popular shows in radio in central Wisconsin. That's just the numbers. That's not my opinion.
Yeah.
So we're kind of leaning into that with it being the Rapids Report and it being available streaming online. Now, we are looking at playing it later in the day, maybe 6 to 7. We'll see how that goes. Some of this stuff is still fluid.
Yeah.
So we're still figuring out some things. The show Playmakers, which our friends at Quality Post Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsor, has been traded to WIRI. It will be every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday starting tomorrow from 4 to 5. We're going to have a draft episode tomorrow. We're going to be focusing on that. We're going to be getting to know our new audience. And we, of course, want the audience over here to come over there to 105.5 and join us for that. There are some things that we're talking about and looking to do, not only with our morning show here, but with our nighttime lineup from 6 to midnight and thinking about some fun stuff there with the audience. This is something that whatever you're feeling out there, I guarantee you a lot of our staff is feeling. And like we as a staff have talked about, we're going to do this together and we're going to make this great together like we do everything. And that is by extension to this community. This community, you know this even better than I do, Katrina. When we come together, there ain't nothing like it.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do with this and like we're going to do with a lot of things going forward as a team, as a community. And we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to hanging out with you a little bit later. It's going to be a blast. So be sure to join us from 9 to 11 starting tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah, change can be hard. It's true. But it also can be a really good thing, too. So it's just, you know, kind of reprogramming, reshifting, and over the next couple of weeks, giving a little bit more space as everybody's adapting to those schedules. Because you guys, I mean, that's going to be the biggest on you all, right? Like, you guys have to shift a lot of that time and your brain power of, oh yeah, it's this time. And so I mean, it's good. You guys have great ways. Like, we can get connected via, you know, with you at all times. If you have a phone with you and you can pick up the app or, you know, tune in the radio, it sounds like you're going to make sure that there's a space and place for what is existing that can still happen. It just might be a different time.
Right. Like with the Rapids Report, it'll be available Monday through Friday, right at 4 o'clock for you to download, stream, just like you would anyway. You know, so we're looking forward to that. And I didn't mean this as a quote, but I've been saying it as a mantra, as a quote for quite some time, especially with not just this ownership, but 2-3 ownerships ago.
Yeah.
Nothing great that has ever everything great that has ever happened began with change. Mm-hmm. Every great thing in life, in the world, in the history of the world, began with change.
Yep.
So it can't be that bad.
Yep.
We're looking forward to it. I wanted to catch up with you and the gang at Family Natural Foods. They've been hard at work the past hour opening their doors over there.
Yeah. Well, they're probably up to shenanigans over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, which is great. I just want to highlight that we have all of our garden seeds in right now. So whether you're looking for onions, sets, potatoes, onion plants, or your beets, peas, etc., we have those in. So it's a really good time to get that. And then we want you to put this on your calendar. May 6th at 5:15, we're going to have another presentation on spring cleaning and low waste. So this, we talked earlier, so I'm not going to highlight it too much, but this is going to be done by Rubina, shop owner in Stevens Point of Process, and they're going to be focusing on how to reduce your waste and how to be more mindful of like what we're using, like the products that are in it, but also how are we dispersing it, right? So like glass jars, you can buy in bulk, it's more economical. These are all really good things for our planet, and today is Earth Day. We want to celebrate that. We want to think of what are some changes we can make to make it better. So, you know, our kids, our grandchildren can really, you know, still have a wonderful Earth to belong to and attribute to and such. So those are a couple things going on. And Stephen and I will be on the radio here with y'all on Thursday. We'll talk about a couple other things. We have one more presentation we're very excited about in June that we'll keep everybody posted about, as well as, I don't know, we'll, I have to just get Stephen's curveballs that he just throws all the time. So we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah. Oh, we're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to hanging out with you guys this Thursday on Rapids Report.
Yeah.
And we'll have that interview for you lined up at about 4:30 on Thursday. So be looking out for that. And thanks again for hanging out with us today, Katrina. We appreciate you. And thank you to the team over there and your family for letting us bower you for a couple hours here at the studio. We appreciate that. Join our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grant Avenue right here in Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, everybody. Looking at our lineup for today, one more Midday Magazine for you, and it is a great one. At 4 o'clock today, we're going to talk with Promise and our good friends over at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We're also going to have Emily in from the ACE Leadership Group. That's going to be fun. Always like talking with them. And in part two, we will talk with Tarika from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Nice.
A really fun and important conversation we'll be having with her, touching on a couple of different topics, along with the reminding everybody about the Touch a Truck event coming up and the Drive Against Violence event coming up. We'll be talking about those and plenty of other great things we'll have in store with her. And then again, a reminder that tomorrow, Playmakers will be premiering on WIRI 105.5, 4 to 5. Be sure to join us there with your sports takes and feelings. We're looking forward to hanging out with you. Over there at our sister station, 4:50 today, softball, Wotoma and Nakusa. Mike and Seth going to have that one for you. Nobody is covering more high school sports than we are around here, and we're darn proud of it. We're able to do that thanks to Mike and Randy and Seth and Laura and all the great people that are doing such good work bringing those games to you.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. And some things going on in our community. Want to remind everybody that tomorrow morning, American Heroes Cafe will be open. American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin, 7:30 to 9:30. Be sure to join them at Crossview Church right here in Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. So make sure to spread the word about this. Make sure that all those veterans, military, police, and firefighters know that this is available for them. And
that's great. I love that they do that.
It's a really cool one. A big tip of the hat to all the volunteers and all the people that put time and energy into that event. And and make that happen. Mm-hmm. Twice a month, they get together for American Heroes Cafe in Central Wisconsin, going on at Crossview Church, 7:30 to 9:30 tomorrow. Make sure that all veterans, military, police, and firefighters are aware of it. Like our good friend Tom keeps us aware with our monthly mm-hmm. veterans updates and sending us emails all the time with different events going on. Women's Health Education on Wheels happening here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is going on from noon to 1 this April 23rd, so it is happening tomorrow. That's right. This is at the Wisconsin Rapids VA Clinic. I encourage you to check this out and find out more by heading on over there and taking in this event from noon to 1 tomorrow. Women's Health Education on Wheels is taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids VA Clinic.
Very nice.
And I wanted to get some world good stories in here. Where is it? Yeah, okay, so birthdays. A guy near Niagara Falls named Bernadette Sisler turned 110 years old, and 250 people showed up for his party.
Very cool.
He was born in Ohio, but moved to Canada when he was 3. Then he turned 105, and his goal was to make it to 110. Now he's shooting for 115.
Wow, very cool.
Good on him. You guys know well enough that I'm going to talk about penguins every chance I get.
Yeah, you have something to talk about?
I've got to. The world's oldest penguin, Katrina. He just turned 37, looks great. He just turned 37 last week and got a special cake made of fish. His name is Spineb. Her name, I'm sorry, is Spineb. She's lived at the zoo in England since 1988. Her species usually lives 10 to 15 years in the wild.
Wow, so 37. She has doubled that.
That is impressive. Done. And that is just...
That's sweet. They're treating her well.
She don't look a day over 20.
No,
she looks
not
great.
A day over 20.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Sometimes people that work in zoos do more work, and it can be a much more difficult job than I think most of us will ever realize. And I've even been behind the scenes with some of those people, and I still don't know what it is. Yeah. And at the same time, there's some stuff that, okay, everybody, we got to put together a fish cake today for our penguin.
I love that.
It seems like an all right gig, you know? It seems like not a bad job. Mm-hmm. And as we are wrapping up this Earth Day, I did have one thing I wanted to touch on. And it is a quote, is one of my favorites. Quote, "We don't inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children." Mm-hmm. Native American proverb.
I love that one.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. And I hope that one stays with people today, especially on this Earth Day, but every day.
Yeah.
There's no day to not celebrate the earth. There's
Absolutely.
No day to not care about this beautiful blue rock that we get to all hang out on and do so many fun things, like do morning shows and random weird topics and talk about penguins.
Yeah. And birthday cakes.
It's a pretty cool planet.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool hanging out with you. Thanks, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you later right here.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.